This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
0-1 the count. And here's the pitch, and there's a long drive to left field. Back goes Beck. To the track, at the wall, that ball is history. The second home run of the game for Josh Young. He gives the Rangers more breathing room. It is 4-1 Texas in the eighth.
Eric Nadel with a call in a game you heard right here. Rangers 4-1 winners over Colorado. They allow one run in both of the games, the first two games of this series, and they have a chance to go for the sweep tonight. 7:05 first pitch. We'll have coverage at 6:30 right here, 105 through the Fan. But as we are on Wednesdays, joined by the hitting coach of the Texas Rangers, Brett Boone. Good morning, Brett. How are we doing?
How you doing?
Doing great.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. We're a little more than a week in and getting acclimated.
How are you adjusting? Has the grind hit?
Oh, the grind hit. Yeah, it hit a few days ago. I came out of that cage and I kind of talked to a few of my coaching colleagues, and I said, wow, I'm in that cage a lot. They just laughed at me. They said, Boone, you haven't been doing this for a while back in uni, but I'm enjoying it. I really am. I kind of went in, having an idea, but getting that first week under your belt and really kind of getting to know these players and going from awkward and everybody, what's going on to, developing a relationship with these guys. I didn't think I'd get emotionally invested as I have. You come in, I have a job to do, help these guys as much as I can, but you start to create a bond, some guys more than others at the start. It's a process, but you really feel yourself when that game starts, you're in the hunt with them, and you're older and you can't hit like them anymore. But I find myself really getting into the at bat with them and just being so happy when they do a job where they execute what they were trying to execute. And then you're dying with them and you see them scuffling and chasing pitches. I've used the adage a lot, but it's like watching my son in the minor leagues, and now I got 12 or 13 kids that I got every day and for 2.5 hours. It's pretty cool. It really is. But I didn't think I'd get that invested, and that's part of it.
Brett, has there been like a moment yet? Like was it Wyatt's home run to break up the no-hitter, go-ahead, or anything? Like, has there been a moment yet where you've felt like that competitive juice like really hit you, where you're like, oh man, I feel like I'm back on the field right now, like playing?
I've had a few of them. It started early because I hang out with Jock Peterson and we talk a lot. He's been around, had a lot of success, and he, as everybody knows, it's been documented, he started off really struggling. And I had some talks with him. I remember in Boston, he came up with a runner on second base, and I'm just thinking, all right, come on, Jock, let's get it going. At worst, we're going to move this guy to third. He just hits a rocket. And I knew how I've been in that position before. I know how bad sometimes you just need something like that to just get you off the ledge. And that was the first time. And I've had many since. I'm watching Wyatt go through a little struggles. I know he was hot early. And then last night he hits that 2-run homer to give us the 2-1 lead. Seeing seeing Josh last night. You know, he ended up hitting two home runs. But that first one, man, out of the gate, that three-run shot gets you going and gets you the lead and gets that adrenaline into the dugout. So I haven't had one, but I've had many so far. It's a real thing.
Brett Boone joining us here, 105 through the Fan. All right, so you said you spent a lot of time in the cages. I assume you're dealing with a lot more scouting reports now than just watching the game, what you're doing before. How different are the scouting reports today that teams are given versus what they were the last time you played?
How do I put it? There's more information. Scouting reports are very similar. The verbiage has changed a little bit, but when you translate the speak, it's the same. It's the same exact. We, you know, X amount of RPMs on a breaking ball. You know what that is? It's a really good breaking ball.
Yeah.
Or less RPMs on a breaking ball. That's a spinner. Let's get that. Let's knock him out with that pitch. It's not that good of a pitch. So it's the same exact thing. We just use numbers and data points to get across what we're, as players, we talk about. You know, oh, that's 100 off the bat. No, ball smoke. It's the same thing. We all know what it is, and I laugh because I talk to the players about it. And they'll give me a data point. I go, you know what that means in my generation, and I tell them, and they laugh. And it's all the same. It's just the verbiage has changed a little bit. So, you know, and there's a little more. I mean, it's a little more extensive now because of the tools we have available. But when you get down to it, this game is still the same. You got a hitter at 60 feet away from the pitcher, and it's a chess match sometimes, and it's that mental battle. It's no different. As much as I said this the other day, I said, as much as this game has changed, it's still, if you simplify, and that's what we have to do as hitters, simplify. It's the same game it's always been. It's just some of the metrics have changed, that's all. And have a little more available at our fingertips. And I always say this, too much information in the wrong hands can be a detriment. So let's always keep that in the back of our mind.
Booney, you mentioned like how you've been familiar with a lot of these players. You came on, talked about them with us a number of times. Josh Jung, for instance, sure. you were a big fan of his, you know, leading up to getting hired. Is there anybody that now that you've gotten around the team and you've gotten a more close up look at him, you're like, man, I'm really impressed with that guy. Or, man, I wasn't as familiar with him. I really like what he's got going on.
Well, I think the offense is, oh, sure. There, you know, there's anytime you come into a new situation, you're going to have, oh, he's like, okay, I got to wait a little bit. I really have to let the process work here. And then there's other guys that engage right away and are, you know, have similar personalities. Everybody's the same. Everybody's different. And that's why I went into this with, you know, cause I'm a talker and I like to talk and I like to have a good time. But I've really been fighting myself to let it come to me, listen more than I speak. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't, but it is such a process. I'm figuring out personalities, figuring out what works, what can I say that will trigger one player, but it won't work for another player. We're all different. And I think when it comes down to whether you're a hitting coach, a manager, a CEO of a company, you're managing people. And that's what you're managing. You know, this might not, picking the right time to say the right thing to the right player. I might be able to go, and this is completely random, but I might be able to go up to a Jock Peterson in the seventh inning in a big situation and talk to him about something one way. Whereas, I don't know, Josh Smith, maybe I got to wait till the game's over and talk to Josh Smith about something tomorrow. And that's, you know, that's just a hypothetical using two different players. So that's the big trick. You know, the big trick is that these guys are talking, you know, you've heard and seen, I've done a lot of interviews now about what we're doing, but my emphasis to these guys is watch the game. Watch the game. We have the iPads and they're available to us now. If I were a player, I'd use that iPad, but get in, see what you want to see from a previous at bat. And now let's watch the game. Watch what relievers coming into the game. How are we going to attack them? Look at like bodied people. Let's get my right handers together and get my left.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tanners together, formulate a plan of how we're going to attack this next pitcher and in the bullpen. Hey, if this guy comes in, we've got a plan for that too. So that's what I like to see, that the great hitting teams and the high functioning hitting teams, they're communicating with one another. And it's the two hole hitter hitting to the, talking to the three hole hitters, talking to the five, and we're formulating a plan. That's where you get the magic. And us background players, the coaching staff, the hitting staff, that's just what we are, background players. I love when I see these guys talking and I'm like, they don't need me right now because they're formulating their plan and getting ready to get this guy. And it's really cool to watch the process when it's working.
Brett Boone joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. Josh Jung had two homers. One of them was to right center. And is it true about a lot of hitters that they know they're kind of locked in when they start driving the ball to the power alley the other way? It seems like with Josh, when he is on a heater, that he starts really kind of peppering that gap.
Yeah, and that's what all we talk about, Josh and myself, when we have words. It's keep your brain and keep your, you know where to keep your brain. And that's me kind of the middle of the field, right? You know, I don't break it down to right center or right. Sure. I just kind of throw it out there. You know where to think. Keep your brain there. And what happens, happens. You know, just because we go up there with an approach of we're gonna smoke this ball the other way. Hooking it down the left field line is a good result. But the thought process of hooking it down the left field line, that's not good. So keep your brain out there and things happen. And I love seeing like stuff like that. You know, they get off to a 1-0 lead, bam, it's 3-1. And Josh comes in and I said, Josh, you know what? It's pretty much impossible now for you to have a bad game. So let's just add on to that. So it's fun stuff like that to see. These guys, just that sparkle they get in their eye because when they found something, and you know, a lot of us hitting is so meticulous and it's so individualized that it's really cool when a guy searching. That's quite not it. That's not it. That's not, they go up and have an at bat. They execute what they want to and the light bulb goes off. That's it. That's what I've been looking for all day in the cage. That's a cool moment.
You know, Booney, when we talk about Jock Peterson, who you mentioned earlier, he was a guy, obviously, like you said, well-documented struggles early in the year. Now it looks like he's smoking the ball really consistently. He's had a really patient approach. He's gotten on base with some walks a lot recently. Do you think he's just now kind of round into like, all right, he's about to break out of this. Jock's right there now.
I really do, because he comes in, he has that gregarious, you know, larger than life personality, the goofball, you know, but it's tough. He's had a lot of success. He's won two World Series. This is a change for him. He's coming to a new team. And believe me, no matter what your personality is, no matter how many years you've got in the big leagues, how much success, when you go to a new place, you want to come in and show them, hey, it was worth signing me. And Jock got off to that tough start. It's tough to be that guy, that big personality, when you're not producing. And I had that talk with him early. Jock could be a huge part of this team. Obviously, he knows how to win. He keeps it light. He's as fun as a guy there is to be around. But I really have watched him a lot. Man, he's a pro. When it comes down to preparing for an at-bat, the questions he asks, I listen, I watch him. And he's serious as a heart attack when it comes down to that. And everything else, he just keeps it light. He's that fun guy, walks into the clubhouse, joking around from start to finish. But I'll tell you what, when the at-bat comes, and especially when it gets to be a big at-bat and a key situation, he locks in. And it's fun to listen to the questions because they're really savvy and they're really smart. And He's going to be a big part of this team. Mm-hmm. I look around this team. You've got youth, but you've got a lot of talent. You know, obviously, our big guy is Corey Seager. He's down right now. But you get all these guys going. We've got pieces. We've got lefties to counter righties. When you throw Corey Seager right in the middle, our big guy, it could be a dangerous team. This team was the best team I saw 2 years ago offensively. A lot of the same guys. It's a lot of the same guys still on this roster. So I know it's in there. And my job is to help in a tiny way to get us back to where we were.
Hey, Boone,
talent's definitely there.
Before we let you go, so I'm sure you saw like baseball reinstated Pete Rose, even though he's passed away. You know, when you were playing and you were in the clubhouse and Pete Rose's name would be brought up or this whole reinstatement, or even yesterday when the players heard about this, like, what do the players say about the situation?
Well, a lot of the current players really haven't lived it. You know, it's like for them, it's like me talking about Babe Ruth. Like he seems like he played here one time, but it's really not real because I've never seen him. And, you know, it's almost like a fictional character. So the current players, that not as much as Pete, my generation players, there's a mixed bag. I have some guys put him in already. Some guys, you know, he broke kind of the cardinal rule. I've wrestled with this for a long time because I grew up in the game and I never had, you know, all the teams my dad played for and all the great players. And as a kid getting to be around him, I never really had a favorite player. You know, I kind of liked one day I like Manny Trio and the next day I like Reggie Jackson, whoever spent more time with me in the clubhouse when I was 8 or 9 years old. So I never had a favorite. I love just being around all the guys. But if you put me to it and said, just pick me your all-time favorite baseball player to watch, I got to say Pete was my favorite guy. He had 4 hits, man. He's pissed if he doesn't have 5. And that's the type of player he was. But it's why I wrestle with it, is because of what happened. And I don't take it lightly what he did. And I'm just glad I don't have to vote, because I still wrestle with it every day. My favorite player in the world, spent a ton of time with him. You know, rest in peace, Pete. But if push comes to shove and I've got to vote, I don't know. I'm not sure. And lucky for me, I don't have to.
Well, thank you, man. Good luck tonight. You know, keep making those adjustments, man. The team is You can see it. You can see it happening.
Let's get another win. And I'll see you guys in a week.
All right. Brett Boone, join us here, 105.3 The Fan. Crosstalk, the KNC masterpiece, is coming up next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.